Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lauren Robinson. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. W-F-A-N.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 877-337-6666. Producing tonight, Mr. Connor Green. And I will be with you until 2 a.m. So we have about 3.5 hours to do this. Some good guests coming up later, but we're going to start off with me, with your calls. Phone lines open, 877-337-6666. And you can always hit me up on Twitter. Join the show that way, at L. Rubinson, R-U-B-I-N-S-O-N, L. Rubinson, on Twitter. And I will read some comments, questions from there as well. My guest for tonight, we're going to have on the Yankees, we'll have Eric Boland coming up as my guest, Yankees beat writer. He's out there in Los Angeles, and we're about to dive in. We'll talk about this Yankees. It was a big win. Sometimes games, series are bigger than one game, bigger than 160, you know, 162 of a season. This one was. Statement game. So we're going to talk about this. Bolden going to join me, Yankees beat writer, and that'll be coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. He's got to cover the post game, all of that, and then get to the airport to catch a red eye. So he'll be kind enough to call us in later. And the Mets, Will Salmon from The Athletic, beat writer, going to call in. I'll have him as my guest. That's coming up at about 10:40, and then in the 12 o'clock hour, around 12:30 or so, Brian Lewis from the Post is going to join me, NBA writer, and we'll talk about the NBA Finals. And game just went final, game two. Just when you think the Nuggets are unbeatable and unbeatable on their home court, the Miami Heat man and Eric Spoelstra somehow barely pull out a victory, but 111-108, so a one-score game there. But they tie up the series 1-1 and steal one in Denver. And so a series that, I don't know, was feeling like, you know, how does Miami even stay alive in this series? You know, coming in, is Denver going to sweep Miami? Is it going to be a five-game series? Suddenly, it's 1-1 heading back to Miami. And we got a series. As Pat Riley always famously said, series doesn't start until someone, some team, wins a game on the road, on someone else's court. So now we get a series. All right, so we'll dive into that as well. All that coming up. But let's start with the Yankees. And let's start with a topic, actually, pertains to Yankees and Mets. And even to the NBA Finals as well. And the topic is patience. not something that we typically have in sports. Not something we typically have in sports talk radio, and definitely not something we typically have in a place like New York City. Or for that matter, Philadelphia, Boston. But in the world of sports, and here in the Northeast, we don't have a lot of patience. And so certainly if you follow social media at all, sports media at all, the Yankee universe at all, a lot of talk about Yankees rookie Anthony Volpe. Should he be sent down to the minors? Is he not ready for Major League Baseball? Is he struggling too much? He came into this game 6 for his last 50 at-bats. Obviously, look, if he was 5 for 50, that's batting 100. So 6 for 50, not very good. The batting average, I get it. Not very good. And then what does he do in this game? Small sample size, just one game. But he keys a Yankee victory. And we're going to get to the pitching in just a moment, which was outstanding, superb. Any other way? This was a fun game, by the way. If you watched it at all, this was a really fun game. The starting pitching with Domingo Germán for the Yankees, and then this kid Miller, who's a rookie for the Dodgers, Bobby Miller, and he's listed at 6'5", 220 pounds. He looks bigger than 220 pounds. But I don't know how the Dodgers always do this, but they always do this. So draft a guy who somehow falls to the 29th pick and then just has absurd, ridiculous stuff and looks like their next ace. We'll see. You know, just busted into the league now. So, brand new. 3 total starts. But incredibly impressive. Really impressive. So, fun game to watch. Where the pitchers were absolutely dominating the hitters. And for Germán, we're going to get into it because, you know, dominating this Dodger lineup is saying a lot. But patience. That's my first topic, my theme to kick off the show. And so Volpe comes in, the rookie. 6 for his last 50. And was a difference maker in this game. And whether that is obviously the 2-run homer that socks away the game, but he's 2 for 4. And just impact in this ball game. They don't score without him. And, you know, otherwise you're looking at, without Volpe, essentially a 1-1 game. And you can say that he should be sent to the minors. He's scuffling. Maybe Peraza would be better. He's hitting 193. And I get all of that. I do. But he also hit his 9th home run of the season. And we all know that, yes, of course, you expect and you want the batting average to be better. And you want the on-base percentage to be better. So that, honestly, if he get it on base, he can keep stealing bases where he's been a demon on the base paths so far this season. But I'll take a kid who's hitting home runs, who has power, who the moment isn't too big, who knows this is Sunday night baseball, standalone game, national TV, Dodger Stadium, Yankees, Dodgers, and a potential, if the Yankees are going to get where they want to go, possibly be a World Series team, which is always the Yankee measuring stick, then a team you may face, the best team in the National League, year after year, the Dodgers are the measuring stick. And so this is a series that has that World Series preview potential written all over it. And the Yankees win the series. And Sunday night baseball, prime time, the kind of showcase that a playoff game would be, a primetime matchup, a Sunday night matchup, and the moment's not too big for Anthony Volpe. Just goes out and delivers. And yes, you want the batting average to improve. But I'll take, if you go back to last year and all the patience the Yankees showed with IKF all season at shortstop, I'll take Volpe in a 25 home run season out of a rookie, a 22-year-old, figuring out this level, yes. Yeah, there have been some mistakes defensively, but by and large, playing a solid defense, he is probably their best base runner. And he hits for power. And he comes up in the big spot, in the big moment. And I think because it's shortstop and it's the New York Yankees, there are fans, there are people, media, whoever, who had expectations that he was going to be the second coming of Derek Jeter. And that he was going to do that right away in the first, few months of his rookie season. Derek Jeter didn't have the pressure to be Derek Jeter when he was a rookie. There's a reason that Volpe was the Yankees' number one ranked prospect. There's a reason that Volpe was a top 10 prospect in all of baseball, across every team. Top 10 overall. When somebody has the skills and ability to project that highly, then you see what the upside could be. You see the upside. And you have to give the kid a chance. You have to have patience. And so, yeah, I see it. Peraza raking at AAA. Yes, find him an opportunity. But have patience with the prospects, with the rookies, with the young players. Let them, there are going to be slumps. There are going to be struggles. But when you see what the upside could be, and it is higher than a mediocre veteran, play the kid. Have patience. You'll get rewarded. And right now, the Yankees, look, the American League is better. The National League just doesn't have very many good teams. You have the Braves. You have the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. And nobody else has a winning percentage, a record and a winning percentage that's over 550. You got three teams. with a 580 plus winning percentage. Yankees right now, 36-25 record, 590 winning percentage. They would be virtually in a tie for the best record in the National League. And yet, there they are in third place in the American League East in the division. That's the American League right now, especially the American League East. That's the American League East. Then you've got Texas and Houston in the West. So, an entire division, 500 and over in the AL East, and two very good teams out West. And so, if I'm a Yankee fan, I look at this as a statement series, as a signature series against a very good baseball team in the LA Dodgers. And the things I take away, Domingo Germán, if this is something to build on, he's not going to be this every time. He had his A game. But when you see the potential there, and clearly on a night with all the scrutiny where he's not globbing a ton of rosin all over his hands or sticky stuff or whatever it is, pitching clean and able to against a lineup that features Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Max Muncy, J.D. Martinez, who took him deep for the Dodgers' only run. That is a tough, very tough, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top of the lineup there. And on this night, Germán made Betts and Freeman. They both took offers on the night. He made Betts and Freeman look silly at one point, each of them. Each struck those guys out back to back. And just you heard Aaron Boone say it, the command from Germán. There's command and control. Control typically means you can throw the ball in the strike zone. Command of your pitches means you throw it where you want to throw it. And that means throw a strike when you want to throw a strike, and throw a ball when you want to throw a ball in the location that you want it. And Germán, 6 2/3, 6 strikeouts, only the 1 earned run, the home run, 4 hits, 99 pitches, 71 were strikes. It's over 70% of his pitches were strikes. If he can be that guy in a big spot, national TV, Dodger Stadium, against that lineup, that top of the lineup, that's big. And then Clay Holmes comes in. You know, a little bit of his Clay Holmes that makes you nervous if you're a Yankee fan or if you're the Yankees. But he gets the job done. Picks up, finishes up the 7th, starts off the 8th, and then Wandy Peralta comes in with an inning of 3rd to get the save and close down the game. And the Yankee bullpen, you know, once again, terrific. Just a superbly pitched ball game and a pleasure to watch. And, you know, the big miscue of the game that cost the Dodgers, and if you take aside the Volpe home run, when their reliever, Gratterall, comes in and IKF with the bunt. And Gratterall throws it to, first of all, there was nobody covering first, but it wouldn't have even mattered if someone was standing on first base because he heaved the bunt somewhere in between first and second into the hole there and heaved the ball into right field for an error. So that was a bit of sloppiness. There was a little sloppiness from the Dodgers, but the Yankees played a crisp ball game and had a combination that you want where the diverse offense, you put the ball in play, good things happen, you don't strike out guys like Higgy, Higashioka, with a dribbler, you know, a didn't hit the ball very hard, but you know what? Contact play works, runner comes in from third base, and same with Cabrera. Put the ball in play, good things can happen. Both times it worked, two runs there, and then Volpe with the big home run. A two-out home run. Provide a little bit of breathing room for the bullpen. So, patience with young players. Now, from an injury standpoint, things you don't like. Nestor Cortes Jr. going to get an MRI. Apparently, his shoulder is bothering him. You never, never want to hear that about a pitcher. Now, maybe it's not a big deal, and maybe just misses a couple of starts. That's what Aaron Boone is saying he hopes. But always a concern when you hear a shoulder, an elbow, anything like this, in this case, a shoulder. And then Aaron Judge did not play, not available in this game. Hurt his, as it turned out, his battle against the fence at Dodger Stadium there, the wall in Dodger Stadium there, where it looked like it was Aaron Judge 1, Dodger Stadium wall 0. Turns out the wall and the concrete on the bottom there got a little bit of a revenge and Judge's foot bothering him. Hopefully that's one where he'll be okay in a couple days and nothing serious there. Yankees just getting Giancarlo Stanton back into the lineup. Can't afford to miss Judge for any particular amount of time. But big picture, the Yankees, they play in a tough division. Still, 36-25, the record, totally respectable. 590 winning percentage, respectable. And this series, where you take 2 out of 3 and you win the series against a team like the Dodgers in LA with Sunday Night Baseball in the primetime game, the rubber game, in a pitcher's duel against an exciting, dynamic, 100-mile-an-hour flamethrower like Bobby Miller that the Dodgers have with a lineup that has Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, J.D. Martinez. This is the type of game and the type of series that you build a little momentum over and that if you're the Yankees, just remind you how good a team you can be and that everything the Yankees want, we can complain about this situation, that situation. You know what? Yankees have the best bullpen in baseball. That's a big advantage. There's a lot of injuries with that they've had with that pitching staff. But if Severino's back and healthy with Cole, and if Herman, you know, some starts he's going to look like a number 5 starter, but if he has some of this in his DNA sometimes, and Volpe, if you have a little patience, and you get the upside of a young player and what that could mean for the Yankees lineup with Judge, with Stanton, you see the potential that the Yankees have to be that last team standing. So statement game, statement series. Classic matchup. Yankees-Dodgers. And fun game. Yankees get the job done. All right, let's see. We've got Justin, Philip, Rob, and George all waiting. I'm going to get to those calls. Coming up at about 11:40, Will Salmon is going to join me from The Athletic. We're going to talk about the Mets, who lost and are a 500 baseball team. They are the definition of mediocrity. And where do the Mets go from here? What's next there? I said patience was my theme. Mets fans are not known for being particularly patient.
No, and I could speak from having three Met fans in my household with me. No, they're not.
And right now, it's hard to be patient when just seems like if it's not one thing, it's another. They cannot. The bullpen's not good enough. Doesn't have enough depth. Doesn't have enough people to get the job done. Inconsistencies with the pitching staff. And honestly, I mean, the biggest thing I think is for any other complaint we can make, Lindor and Alonso have to hit more consistently, not just hit home runs, but hit more consistently. When those two are on, it feels like the Mets are a totally different team.
Yeah, that's obviously a huge problem. I mean, they have to start. I mean, I was at the game yesterday and they just don't hit with runners in scoring position. I mean, it's not all about the home run. And
Lindor's hitting .213. And Pete, you know, for all that Lindor's getting booed, Pete's hitting .231.
Yeah. Listen, he probably deserves some boos also. And it's well deserved. And it's not doing the job right now. And listen, they're not calling up Ronnie Mauricio anytime soon because he got hurt today in AAA. So I don't know. There's no real internal answers other than the guys that are out there every day.
Play better. And there's talent. You look at this lineup and the backs of the baseball cards, and whether it's Lindor, Alonso, Marte's been playing better, Jeff McNeil, and then the kids, whether it is Francisco Alvarez and Brett Beatty, there's talent. Just play better.
And that's what Buck says after the game. I know that you read on social media, the fans get a little ticked off when they keep hearing Buck say, we just have to play better, but that's what they have to do.
Well, that's true. Then Buck doesn't help with the decision on Saturday's game where you don't pitch to Vlad Guerrero when Kevin Biggio is on deck and there's two outs.
Yeah, there were some unhappy people sitting around me.
I would guess unhappy in your household with that one?
I'm not just talking about my family. I'm talking about the other people sitting around us at the game on Saturday.
Yeah. All right, 11:01, time for an update with Pete Schwartz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.